All right, hockey fans, listen up, because we've got something special cooked up for playoff season. It's called the Daily Faceoff Playoff Parlay Challenge, and it's going to add some serious spice to your playoff experience. Now, here's the deal. Every playoff game, you're going to be faced with a handful of questions. It's like your own personal playoff puzzle, and it's free to join. And there are prizes, because who doesn't love winning stuff? Daily winners, you're getting hooked up with gift cards. Treat yourself to some nation gear or maybe even your favorite jersey. And for the big dogs, the people who can win an entire round, it's straight, cold, hard cash. We're talking about real dough for your hockey knowledge. So lace up those skates, stretch those thumbs, and get ready to show off your hockey IQ in the Daily Faceoff Playoff Parlay Challenge. Sign up today and play every game day at games.dailyfaceoff.com and prove your puck prowess.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. And if you have a lot of mailing to do, stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. It streamlines your processes to make your business more efficient, which makes you less busy. Mail checks, invoices, legal documents, and everything you need to keep your business running with Stamps.com. Seamlessly connect with every major marketplace and shopping cart. Schedule package pickups and see your cheapest and fastest shipping options from different carriers. With rates up to 89% off USPS and UPS rates. And with the Stamps.com mobile app, you can take care of mailing and shipping wherever you are. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Sign up with code PROGRAM for a 4-week trial, plus free postage and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. That's Stamps.com. Code PROGRAM.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to the Better Than Ever.
Shit.
I'm not actually inside a women's prison at the moment.
You might
the
be.
The horniest just went up to like 11.
Good afternoon.
At least say a big fuck you to Nick.
Tyler Yaremchuk must go to Cinco de Mayo.
Ty.
Why won't you kiss me?
Better late than never with bagged milk.
Better late than never with bagged milk.
To better late than never.
Better late than never.
Better late than never.
Arby's,
you don't
agree.
Long live Arby's.
Good afternoon. Better late than never. We are here. We're back. Fresh episode is Wednesday, of course. We start off by saying thank you to the audio department. The audio department works to create a safe space for creativity and collaboration for artists and musicians to realize their potential and share their message through sound and story. Theaudiodepartment.ca, that's where you need to go to book some studio time, record a podcast, people. You've got plenty to say. You may not have a musical note inside that body of yours, but I know you got hot takes. Theaudiodepartment.ca, they'd love to have you. As I mentioned over the last couple of weeks, that is where the artists come in that plug. Realize your potential. Or how does that go? Safe space for creativity and collaboration for artists and musicians to realize their potential. I am an artist realizing my potential. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. I'm going to cough, so I'm going to push this button. You know what? Not starting off well, bag milk. Oh, no, we're good. Okay. Lots to get to today. Just getting this out of the way. It's my birthday today. So birthday episode, trying to get this one out early. So if I rush through it, don't blame me. I was looking for a day off today. Calendar started to get filled up. Not a day off. Business as usual. But I guess when you're turning 39 years old, it doesn't really matter anymore, does it? It's not like it's... It's not a milestone birthday. It's just a random Wednesday in April, you know? Fairly nice outside, a little drizzly. I'll take it. Any day above ground is a good one. So I want to start out with something very near and dear to me. Of course, you may know my beloved jean shorts. He is the other half of my partnership. We did a podcast back at Christmas when he was hanging out at my house. I recommend you go back and listen to it. And the reason I'm starting off the podcast with a shout out to my boy Gene Schwartz is this week he hit me up with a text message which made me laugh out loud. Now, I need to preface this by saying this is 100% real. This isn't a bit. This isn't a joke. This is something that we've been tracking our entire lives together. Keep in mind, he and I have been friends since we're about 12 years old. I turned 39 today. You do the math. That's probably about 106 years. Now, this past week, my boy JS, Gene Schwartz, he texts me and he goes, "You're never going to guess what happened today. It happened again." So in my head, I go, "It happened again. What does that even mean? I have no idea." And then he sent the picture. My friend Gene Schwartz, a man, like I said, I've known since I'm 12 years old, got shit on by a bird for what we are figuring is the sixth time. That's right. I said six times.
What do the birds have against him?
I don't know about you, fair listener, if you're listening to this right now, but I've never even had a bird come close to shitting on me. Not even close. I'm going to say there's probably about, you know, a 5 to 10 foot radius that I'm putting around myself that no bird has shat within that radius, at least that I've known of. At least that I've known of. In my 39 years of life, I've never even come close. I've never had one shit right beside me. I've never had one shit behind me. I've had birds shit on my car, not even while I was in it. And that is as close as I can get. So to have a bird shit on his chest, running down his booby, and this is what we figured is the sixth time this has happened to me, is absolutely unbelievable. It's one of those things where you just, I know they say it's good luck, but what are the odds for that? You know, there's no way this happens to everybody. But when I saw the text message and I saw the picture, all I just,
yeah,
I love it. There's nothing not to love about him getting shit on this many times by birds. I don't know why the birds of the world have collectively united against him. But as far as I can tell, the whole good luck thing, I don't know that that's true. I don't know that that's true. Because listen, my guy here, six times, and again, I don't know that I've seen him get like a big windfall or anything like that, that would just kind of go, oh, you know what? It is good luck. He goes to buy a lottery ticket. He's probably not winning. So I don't know where this came from. I just wanted to start the podcast off with that because that's a little gift from the universe to old bag milk. Nothing makes me laugh harder than seeing my friend continuously get shit on by the birds of Earth. Why is that? I don't know. We all know birds are fake. Somebody's got to be changing the batteries in there. Somebody's got to be loading the poo pellets in there. And for some reason, they're pointed directly at mine amigo. Why is it? I don't know. I just really don't know. Next thing I want to talk about is, so by the way, if you have been shit on by a bird, I would like to hear about it. I would very, very much like to know your experience. I would very, very much like to know how that went for you. And if it's the only time. Is it the only time where you've been shat upon? I would like to know. Hit me up in the voicemail or just send me a DM on socials. Twitter, Instagram, they're open. You can DM me. I'm pretty good at responding to DMs, by the way. The other thing I want to mention is the year of pop punk. I am super excited about it. Back before the calendar flipped, Blink-182, number one album. One more time. It smashes. I still listen to it. It is one of my favorites by them. Of course, I'm biased. Big Blink guy. Then Green Day comes out with a new album. Goes to number one. That Thing, Saviors is what it's called. Plenty of good jams on it. I'm a big Green Day guy. Not as big of a Blink guy, but a big Green Day guy. Loving this. So two of the biggest pop punk bands in the world release albums, come out number one, both of them. Then this past Friday, I don't know where the sales are going to be on this thing. I don't really care about this one as much. But what I would say is the new album by Sum 41, Heaven and Hell, or Heaven Times Hell, Heaven X Hell, Heaven and Hell, I'm going to call it. Fucking awesome. It's really good. It is them going back to pop punk roots. It is them going out with a bang. Of course, we know Sum 41 is shutting it down at the end of their world tour. They don't come to Edmonton, by the way, until January of 2025. I'm going to go. I just haven't bought tickets yet, but I'm going to go. And the nice part about it, they're very reasonably priced. That doesn't happen a whole lot. I mentioned a couple of weeks ago, I bought my Blink tickets for Toronto in August. I now have no kidneys. I'm operating sans kidneys. I sold them both. I don't think this is a long-term solution, but I had to pay for the tickets. Good thing for Sum 41, though. Pretty reasonable. The larger point that I would like to get to is that pop punk is back. People that are roughly my age, give or take a handful of years, that grew up in this era in the early aughts. This is our time, people. Hopefully, fingers crossed, you're doing okay in your life. Got a little bit of disposable income. You can go to some of these concerts that maybe you missed out on when you were a kid. But I love that pop punk is roaring back. You can say whatever it is you want about it. That is my golden age of music, and I'm happy to see it back. On the other hand, I was not so happy to see the remake of Roadhouse that went on Amazon Prime a little while ago. Jake Gyllenhaal and Conor McGregor star in a Roadhouse remake that nobody really asked for, but that is 1 hour and 54 minutes of my life that I will never get back. Listen. The original Roadhouse with Patrick Swayze is a stupid movie. We can all agree that it was a stupid movie. I think part of the point was that it was a stupid movie. Patrick Swayze rips a guy's throat out. Who wanted the remake? But I watched it. You know, it starts off with actually a pretty cool fight scene with Post Malone. I liked how he shot. I liked the storyboarding, if you want to call it that. I liked kind of, it had, what was that Guy Ritchie movie with Robert Downey Jr.? Sherlock Holmes, the first Sherlock Holmes. It kind of had that fight scene vibe to it. Not quite the same, but, you know, adjacent. And I was into it. So I was like, you know what? Maybe this Roadhouse is going to kick ass. I even thought Post Malone kicked ass in the opening scene. I was into it. But then what happened was, I don't know why they made Jake Gyllenhaal's character so derpy. If you go back to the OG, the one from the 80s, Dalton, who was the main character, was kind of badass. He was a dude. Everybody kind of knew who he was. And while they carried over some of that with Jake Gyllenhaal's version, he was kind of derpy. There was nothing about him that was badass. And the whole movie didn't really have a great plot. It was jumpy all over the place. So I'm on Rotten Tomatoes right now, and it got a 59 score, a 59 percentage from critics, or Tomato Meter is at 59%, I should say. The audience score is 54%, and I'm stunned it's actually that high. Amazon Prime released some data saying it is their number one original movie ever. And I'm guessing there's just a lot of people that watch the original Roadhouse and want to watch the new one. And they were like, all right, fuck it, I'm in. I don't got nothing to do. I already pay for Prime. I might as well watch this. I would love to know, if you've watched it, how big of a piece of shit you thought that movie was. Again, an hour and 54 minutes I will never get back. Conor McGregor's character is just like, he's all zonked out on Zoomers or something. I just do not understand it. He's just got this shit-eating grin on his face. His dialogue is very light. I know Conor McGregor's not an actor. He's a fighter, although he's not anymore. But weird. Weird. Jake Gyllenhaal, I also feel like, I don't know what his recent movies have been like. I've just, he's not really in my orbit for actors I tend to follow, but just awful. Just really, really awful. Couple of reviews that I'm on Rotten Tomatoes. I'm just curious, you know, I'm curious to see what people think. And Mary, horrible remake, total disservice to the original. Fetty says, pitched as an ultra-violent action remake and supported by a lovable cast, Roadhouse lacks the flair, climax, and plot required to make this anything more than a below-par action flick. I'm sorry, but this film is trash compared to the original, and it's a failure to the own story. The love story doesn't work. Dalton is a psychopath. The spoiled rich villain is incompetent. This is a film where you need to turn off your brain in order to enjoy the movie, and that is not a good thing. So there's times where you watch a movie and you go into it and you go, I know this is going to be really bad. I think a Sharknado is a perfect example of it. When those kept coming out, I would keep watching them and go, I know this thing is going to be a piece of shit, but I'm going to watch it anyway because it's the kind of mindless viewing experience I'm looking for. It's the same reason, like, I talk about all the horrible dating shows that I love to watch. That is the exact lane I'm after. Shut off the brain, stare at the screen, consume it. Maybe you don't pay attention if you don't want to. I wasn't expecting that from Roadhouse. I was actually expecting to enjoy the movie, so I watched it. I didn't even have my phone with me. I wish I did. By the end of the movie, it was kind of like a grind. Do you ever have that feeling of it's almost like an anxiousness at the end of a book if you read books? Where you're like, I just want to get this over with. I just want to get this over with. I just want to read another page and get this book over with. As that movie went along, I just wanted it to be over. at the 90-minute mark, you know, roughly the, you got a lot of like comedies that come in around that 90-minute mark. They're very like formulaic movies and they just kind of end and they're all wrapped up tidy in 90 minutes. At the 90-minute mark of the new Roadhouse, I was hoping it was going to end because I'm like, it does not matter what the plot is on this piece of shit. Like, just end this so I can move on with my life. Another 24 minutes, awful. So the next day, so I watched that on Friday. The next day, I watched the old school Roadhouse with Patrick Swayze. Again, it is a stupid movie. I understand that. I've seen it a bunch of times. It's ridiculous. The guy is everything to everyone, and he is no one to no one. That movie, despite all its holes, and the fact that, you know, some of the treatment of women in that movie, not aged very well, if I'm being honest, despite all of that, you watch the old Roadhouse every time before the new one. Awful. It is god awful. So if you haven't seen it yet and you're on the fence about whether to do it, don't do it. Just take my word for it. Or watch it knowing that's a piece of shit and send me your feedback. Love to hear it. And better news, better viewing experience. Big Brother Canada is starting to pick up here a little bit and I'm very, very into it. Very into it. Again, if you don't watch the Canadian Big Brother and you just lock into the American one, I recommend watching the Canadian one because it's like, it's scrappier. If we're going to give it a hockey analogy, this is the AHL of Big Brothers and everybody's hungry. Again, I mentioned this last week. The ad breaks are outstanding because there's 95 sponsors on this thing and it's just so good. It's like Big Brother Canada is brought to you by Winners and The Brick and Leon's and McDonald's and Tim Hortons and the roadway you're standing on and the sky being blue and Reading Rainbow and the Scholastics Book Fair. It just keeps going on and on and on. As for the content they're in, though, it's getting good. We've got a lot of people on this season who think they are king shit, including you, my friend Anthony. I know you're a returnee, but you're kind of walking around like your shit don't stink, bro. And at some point, people are going to be onto that game. Same with you, Spicy V. The two returnees think that they know everything about everything, and I think it's going to bite them in the ass. What I do like about the Canadian version, though, is not everybody's a super fan. You've got a guy like, where's my guy, Todd. He's from Newfoundland, I think. Pretty sure. Definitely Eastern Canada based on that accent. Todd has no idea what's going on because he doesn't really watch the show. I love that about the Canadian one. The American one, everybody's a super fan. Everybody studies nonstop. This one, they're just kind of like, wait, what's going on? So part of that, I'm really, really into. So if you're watching it, Anthony, you're going to ruin your own game here. You're playing very, very hard and you think that you're the smartest man alive. I respect the confidence, but I think it may be your downfall. Avery, you're a little bit very emotional with your reactions to things. Your highs are high and your lows are low. I'd like to see you keep the even playing field because I like you, Avery. I think there's a chance. Bailey, you're very, very annoying. Very annoying indeed. Cannot wait till you get voted out. I'm sad the back door didn't work this week. Elijah, I like you, man. I think that, you know, for a little dude, I just like the cut of your jib. You know, I like the way you play. I like that you're spicy. I like when you get raging in the diary room. Kayla, you just rage all the time. I think that'll be your downfall. Lexus, you are way too tied into your bromance or showmance, Matthew. You two are going to get cut just because both of you cannot stop grossing people out. There are those couples where, you know, you talk about them and they go, oh, you're just such a cute babe. And I just love the way you smell. And I'm just going to sniff your hair in front of this whole room full of people. That's those two. And it's weird to watch. Todd, he doesn't know what's going on. He could last a long time or he could get punted out this week. He is on the block. Who knows? Tola, also on the block. He could go. Who knows? Spicy V, annoying. Vivek, you are a space cadet, my friend. Sometimes I wonder the people on these shows, if they know what show they're on. And Vivek is one of those guys where he trusts literally everyone, which is a very sweetheart trait to have. But when it comes to Big Brother, I don't know if that's the right one. I don't know that it is the right one. Anyway, there's the Big Brother talk out of the way. If you're watching it, hit me up. I'd love to chat with you about it. The only person that I know that watches the Canadian version is Big Brother is Tyler, and he's a couple episodes behind, so I can't even talk to him about it. Lastly, before I get to the news here, I want to say thank you again to all of you. This podcast is a lot of fun for me. It's bigger than I ever expected it to be. The community surrounding it is growing and evolving, and I'm super excited about the way that you guys chime in on the podcast. So it's time for my birthday to do another hoodie giveaway. And we're going to do the same thing back. We're going to run it back again. Leave a review for Better Late Than Never on any of the podcast platforms that you use to download this podcast. Send me a screenshot of that. It can be an old review that you did if you can't do a new one. If you want to do a new review, let me know. Drop that in. Send me a screenshot. I will put you in the draw. We're going to give away three more BLTN hoodies. There is a white one, there's a black one, and there's a gray one. So three flavors of the BLTN hoodies, three flavors of giveaways today for old Bag Milk's birthday. I just want to say thank you for everything you guys are doing for me. I'm very, very aware that because of the audience Oilers Nation has, I get to live the life I do. Very aware of that. So it's my birthday today to say thank you. Let's give away some hoodies. So get those reviews in. Send me the screenshots. You can just slide into my DMs on any of the social platforms. You can email it to me at bagmilk@oilersnation.com. Whatever is easiest for you, help me boost this podcast up in the algorithm a little bit. And I want to incentivize it for you. So we're going to give away some free hoodies once again. But in the meantime, let's get to the news. The news is brought to you by Star Mechanical. Of course, Star Mechanical is one of Edmonton's biggest locally owned and operated plumbing and heating businesses here in the city. And they've been working within the community for over two decades. Many of the homes built here in Edmonton over the last 20 years have had their plumbing and heating systems installed by Star Mechanical. Visit starmechanical.ca to get more information and to help them keep your home running smoothly. Where do I want to start the news? There's really only one place to do it. And that's Connor McDavid. Currently, leading into tonight's game against the Dallas Stars, Connor McDavid is at 29 goals, lower than we'd like from him, admittedly, but we're all looking at the assists. He currently has 97 helpers, which is the most assists anyone has had since Adam Oates in the early 90s. Ridiculous already in itself. The last milestone he passed was Joe Thornton from the early 2000s. He had 96, now he's up to 97. Three more. And he's hitting the century mark, only becoming the fourth player in NHL history to do it. Again, you got Wayne Gretzky, you got Mario Lemieux, and you've got Bobby Orr. Wayne, absolute freak, did it 11 times in a row. May as well have been 100. 11 times in a row for Wayne Gretzky. So Connor McDavid could join that club here. Unbelievable. But not only is he on track to get the 100 assist mark this season, he has 25 points in his last 10 games. Think about that. 25 points in his last 10 games. And the reason I mentioned that, there are not a lot of games left in the season. Tonight against the Dallas Stars, that is game number 74. He needs, Connor that is, 24 points to get to 150. He needs 24 points to get to 1,000 in his career. We are in game 74, so let me count those out. 74, 75, 76, 77, 78, 79, 80, 81, 82. We have nine more games. Do you hear me count? It's a good thing I have enough fingers to get there. I was going to be lost if I didn't. Nine games to get 24 points. And normally you would go, man, that is almost 3 points a game. It is never going to happen. Are you betting against Connor McDavid? Are you betting against Connor McDavid? The answer is no. The answer is no. I wouldn't anyway.
You want to make a deal on it? Listen, it's your birthday. We all know the pact you made with me to look like you're a child still. You haven't aged since your grad photo. Everybody knows it, and we all know who's responsible now. Satan wants to know if you want to double down. Do you want to get a little bit weird on your birthday? Maybe a three-assist night for Connor McDavid to get him to 100 assists? Maybe that could happen tonight. Maybe it can happen tonight. Maybe this is the time where you make another pact with Satan. I already have your soul. That's why you get ID'd everywhere you go. But Satan wants it all. Satan wants to take over the body. Satan wants to come back to Earth and live again.
Might be worth it. Might be worth it. I'm not discounting it. Satan's got ideas. But would you bet against him? That's the question. Personally, I would not. Personally, I would not. Another guy that I would really very, very much like to talk about is Matthias Ekholm. The guy is on fire himself. Matthias Ekholm currently riding a 5-game point streak where he's added 8 points to his tally. He's got 2 goals and 6 assists. He has 15 points over his last 10 games. That's 5 goals, 10 assists. Ekholm's plus 41 plus minus rating, I know it's not the most popular stat these days, is good for second best in the NHL, trailing only Gustav Forsling of the Florida Panthers at plus 46. Matthias Ekholm is an absolute stud. Another guy who's heating up down the stretch at the perfect time, Leon Draisaitl, currently sporting an eight game point streak where he's amassed 13 points. That's 6 goals and 7 assists. The point streak also happens to be the longest of the season for Leon. He is only 1 goal away of passing Glenn Anderson for third most 40-goal seasons in franchise history with his 5th. In case you were wondering, Gretzky leads the way with 9. Curry is next up with 7. Leon Draisaitl putting himself amongst some of the best players to ever do it. I've used this line before, but I'm going to do it. It's my birthday. Fuck off. He, being hot, having Leon Draisaitl heat up down the stretch could be the greatest gift the Oilers could ever get. Both he and McDavid had slower starts to the year than we're used to, but man, they've both come roaring back down the stretch, and I am here for it. Red hot. All 3 of those dudes. 2 guys not so hot, though. Evander Kane hasn't scored in what feels like 100 years. Ryan Nugent-Hopkins doesn't have a 5-on-5 goal in what feels like 100 years. Both of those guys scored against the St. Louis Blues in the last game out. Both of those guys had their goals waved off after review. Evander Kane's, I can buy it. Listen, it was a high stick. You want to call it a high stick, I can buy it. It was not, the results weren't conclusive enough to overturn it. I'm good with that. That's fine. What I'm not good with is Ryan Nugent-Hopkins' goal being disallowed when Braden Schenn's goal, which was pretty much identical, got to go through. So I guess my beef is with the review process and how inconsistent the NHL is, even though there were 2 goals that basically looked very, very similar in the execution. In my opinion, both Nuge and Schenn's goal both should have counted, and yet only Schenn's goal counted, and it makes me imagine fuckery afoot. Now, I'm not a tinfoil hat guy. I really am not. But if both of those goals should have counted, in my opinion, why is it that only one did not? Why the inconsistency? Why can't we get these things right? So either both of those goals should have counted, or both of them should have been waved off. Those were the only options. But to have a split decision like that on 2 goals that were reviewed within, what, minutes? It's ridiculous. It is absolutely ridiculous, and I'm over the way the NHL cannot get this right. They have to give a better explanation, too, than just having the ref go and go, ah, no goal, upon review, no goal. Give me the why. Because if you see the video that Zach Lang posted on our Twitter account, our social media account, of the both of those goals side by side, one waved off, one not, it doesn't make any sense. You could not, if you didn't know the answer already, and I asked you which one of these was disallowed, which one was not, you'd probably have a hard time figuring it out. Because the NHL can't even figure it out. The NHL has no idea what's a goal anymore. They are a league that's gagging for offense, and all they want to do is take offense off the board. I don't understand it. It's ridiculous. And yes, I'm a little bit annoyed that my boy really needed that goal, but so did Evander Kane. His, fine. You wave it off for a high stick. Okay, you can't conclusively tell me it wasn't. Fine. The other two? Nonsense. It's turning into the ref show sometimes. The NHL this season is turning into the ref show, and I don't understand how they as a league feel like this is what we want to see. I want to see goals, man. I want to see goals. I want to see the stars doing their thing, and I don't want these little trivial moments by an inch or a single frame in a super slowed down review calling those shots. This game is awesome to watch, but the NHL is trying to do everything it seems like they can to really fuck it up. Maybe it's just me. Maybe I'm overreacting. But I don't think I am. I think a lot of NHL fans are just really confused by what counts as a goal and what doesn't. I think a lot of us have no idea how reviews are going to go whenever they get done. Also, speaking of reviews, where is Jeremy Kupal? Do we need to write that guy a check? I feel like the Oilers' review process has been broken since he left, and I really, really need him back. Was it part of, like, they didn't want to pay him whatever he was worth? Did he get a better opportunity? Is he living out his dream playing the ukulele in front of, you know, dozens of people? I don't know, but I need him back because I feel like we're not the same since he left. Just me? Maybe. 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 Moving on. Moving on. I don't know. I guess I'm just, I'm salty about the review process. And if I had one thing, I would just like line up the current procedure for the NHL's review and just... There, I shot it all. The process is gone. Let's start fresh. Let's be consistent, shall we? Of course, we're working through the Star Mechanical news here. Busy week for the Oilers. My complaints aside, they signed goaltender Olivier Rodrigue to a one-year contract extension. Of course, Rodrigue has really blossomed this season with the AHL Condors. He has now 33 appearances, a .914 save percentage, and a .276 goals against. Early in the year, Calvin Pickard was getting most of the starts. When Jack Campbell went down, he was also getting a bunch of the starts, and Olivier Rodrigue was almost an afterthought. Yet, given the opportunity, Rodrigue has really elevated his game, and it's doing wonders for the Condors between the pipes. Well-deserved extension. On Oilers Nation Radio yesterday, Tyler was going, listen, I don't know if I would be surprised if Rodrigue is backing up Skinner next year in Edmonton. Is that a little too soon? Maybe. But currently, he is having a career year down in the AHL, and you love to see a guy that is drafted, developed, homegrown, starting to come about. This is a 23-year-old player we're talking about. He turns 24 in July. Lots of hope. And we all know goalies are voodoo, so this season could be an outlier, but based on the way his last 2 years have gone, of course, last year he had 29 appearances and a .912 save percentage at the AHL level. He's bumping those up. Basically, every metric is getting better this year for Rodrigue down in Bakersfield, and you love to see that happen. You love to see it happen. Another thing I want to look at is the Oilers go up against the Stars tonight. Could be a potential playoff matchup down the road, provided the Oilers can make their way through a round or two. Dallas, very, very good. Second best scoring team in the NHL. The Oilers are going to have their shit dialed in tonight. They're going to have their details locked in, because if they're sloppy with the puck, Dallas is going to turn it around and they are going to put it in the net. They have 7 players on their roster with 20 plus goals. It will be 8 players with 20 plus goals when Jamie Benn gets another couple. This is going to be a tough one. Look at the other teams that they're probably going to square off against in the first round. You've got LA. I would love to see a third chapter in the trilogy. I would love to knock LA out again. I think they're beatable. Another one is Vegas. Currently, that would be the opponent if the season ended today. I'm not worried about Vegas. I guess if I have to pick between LA and Vegas, I'd rather see LA because I don't trust their goaltending. We saw what Aiden Hill did against the Oilers last year in the second round. I just don't know that Vegas is as untouchable as some people do think. There was a minute not that long ago and we wondered if they would even make the playoffs. I think they're going to. I'd be stunned if they don't. But I don't know that they're as scary as some people think. Maybe not to me. I think there are other teams, even on the schedule this week, that I'd be more nervous about going up against in the playoffs. One is Dallas. They're very, very good. They score like crazy, though. Their goaltending has been poor this year. So maybe that could be a weakness. We'll see what happens a little bit later tonight. Another one is the Oilers play Colorado on Friday. That is a very, very good hockey team. Very, very good hockey team. I fear either of those matchups as you get into, you know, like the Western Conference Finals, a whole lot more than what happens in the first round against LA or Vegas or very, very slim, potentially Nashville. Maybe. Of course, that also depends on catching Vancouver. There's a bunch of things there. But looking at the early matchups, I don't know that I'm worried about the first round. I'm excited more than anything. Is that too confident? Let me know. Hit me up. Slide into the voicemail. Slide into my DMs. I'm just curious. Am I too confident? Should I be worrying more about things than I am? Sometimes I feel like I should. I'm pretty bullish on our beloved Edmonton Oilers today, or this season, so we'll see what happens. We'll see what happens. And then just lastly, I want to wrap up the Star Mechanical news with a shout-out to everyone who played along with us on April Fool's Day. Over the last 5, 6, 7, 8 years, OilersNation.com has always released an April Fool's joke. This year, they signed Ken Holland to a 5-year contract extension. Of course, that did not happen. Coombsy made up a bunch of hilarious quotes that were in there that looked like they potentially could be real, but probably weren't. And they were not. They were all fake. I just want to say thank you to everybody who gets a kick out of these jokes. Some people get really, really mad, and that's very entertaining for me too, but for completely different reasons. But for the rest of you that actually enjoy the shtick and you can kind of have fun with us and just be like, you got me again, you rascals. I just think that's great. I just think it's great. Huge, huge numbers. So Oilers Nation did one with the Ken Holland thing. Huge numbers there. Calgary did one where they were going to relocate the Flames to Red Deer. Massive numbers. Canucks Army are putting Mark Messier into the Ring of Honor. Of course, Canucks fans hate Mark Messier from his time there, which I think is hilarious. And then finally, the Leafs Nation did. Mitch Marner is going to be playing defense when he comes back from his injury. All good stuff. All good stuff. Just like innocent shenanigans. Although I'm sure the Oilers were very confused. Probably Ken Holland's phone rang and goes, I got an extension. I didn't even know. Of course, I'm making that up. I don't know. Finally, the Star Mechanical News Hour. Let's look at the schedule really, really quickly. Of course, as I mentioned, they've got Dallas tonight. That is in Dallas. They are back home on Friday against Colorado. That is a Rogers place. Saturday, they are at Calgary. We have got a viewing party at Greta for Saturday night against the Flames. It is a BOA. It is one where you want to be there. We are going to be down at Greta. We are going to pack the place and we are going to have a blast. But most importantly, just like we do every time we throw one of these events, we have a charity component to it. So for Saturday night's viewing party down at Greta downtown, we are supporting the Logan Hunter Memorial Fund. Of course, this is the anniversary of the Humboldt tragedy. We want to help out. Get your tickets, $20 at nationgear.ca. We are going to sell out. There's plenty going on. The gang's all going to be there. We're going to have some fun. We're going to give away some prizes. We're going to, more importantly, like I mentioned, raise some money for charity. Nationgear.ca is where you go to get your tickets. Just click on the events tab. That's where you need to go. And then finally, the Oilers. By the time we record next week, they're going to be playing against Vegas next Wednesday. That is going to be a massive, massive game on the schedule. And that is where we're going to wrap up the Star Mechanical News. The team at Star Mechanical are highly skilled, accommodating for all their customers. They offer 24/7 emergency services. StarMechanical.ca to schedule an appointment and let them help you keep your home running smoothly. Star Mechanical.
You're listening to Edmonton's best dating podcast for hopeless hockey fans. Better late than never. With your love guru, Bagged Milk.
I am a love guru, aren't I? My love advice this week is to that showman's on Big Brother Canada. Cut it out. You're grossing me out. I can only imagine how awful they are probably in the house itself. It is just stunning how gross they are. Just stunning. Let's get to some betting talk for our friends at Bet99, the number one online gaming experience in Canada, built by Canadians for Canadians. Elevate your experience at Bet99. Experience Bet99. Same game parlays, player props, flash bet markets, fast payouts, and smooth transactions. If you are 19 plus, can play responsibly, and are not living in Ontario, Bet99 is for you. Today is the birthday edition of the Bet99 bets of the day, so I'm looking selfishly. All of these are for Bag Milk today. All of these are me chasing victory because it's my birthday and I'm manifesting victories. So first up, what do I got? I have got Oilers are the underdogs on the money line. So that is plus 105 at Bet99 today. No love for the Oilers, just about even money to win, to beat the Stars outright. And I'm going to take that one at plus 105. I'm going to have a quick double up. My boy Ryan Nugent Hopkins for an anytime goal is plus 255. He is desperately needing one, though he's getting close. He's getting his shots. He's getting his chances. They are going to come for him eventually, provided that not everything gets derailed by a review or something like that. Talking about the same game parlays that I mentioned in the plug today, they've got one that is amazing that I just feel like is free money. And I hate to say it because part of it is a Dallas aspect to the parlay, but Connor McDavid and Jason Robertson both to score at plus 550. Doesn't that feel like free money to you? Connor McDavid heating up. He's got goals lately. Not just the assists, but the goals are coming back. Jason Robertson seems to score against the Oilers every single time they play. So I really, really like that bet. And then if you're looking at the futures market at Bet99 as well, Canada, as the country of the Stanley Cup winner, is at plus 235. Of course, we've got the Oilers, we've got the Canucks, and we've got the Leafs in there. We know the Leafs aren't going to win shit. We know the Canucks aren't going to win anything. So can the Oilers bring the Cup back to Canada? Plus 235 odds for that. I say yes. I say yes, they can. I say yes, they can, and I say yes, they will. Of course, head on over to Bet99. If you are 19 plus, can play responsibly, and you are not a person in Ontario, they have got so many good things over there. You're going to want to be involved. Bet99 is proud to have partnerships with Georges St-Pierre, Olivier Aubert-Mercier, CF Montreal, Georges Laroque, and the F1 Montreal, the Canadian Grand Prix. Go check them out. Bet99. If you are 19 plus, can play responsibly, and you are not a person in Ontario.
Guess the fuck what? You're listening to Better Late Than Never. Brought to you by Bagged Milks, Alfa Romeo, Barbecue, and Foot Massage.
You want to see a man, boy? I'll show you a man. Kick me in the jimmy.
For Trilogy Oilfield Rentals, it is time for the righteous sack beating. Of course, Trilogy Oilfield Rentals are an established provider of tools and expertise across multiple oil field disciplines, specializing in rentals, pipe recovery, abandonments, and completions. Currently, they maintain full-time operating units in Provost, Weyburn, and Kindersley. You want to know what kind of tools they have, and I want to tell you.
Rental tools, fishing tools, coil tools, drilling tools, mills and bits, completion tools, any tool for any job. TrilogyRentals.ca.
Righteous sack beating time. What could be annoying old Bag Milk on his birthday? Normally nothing. I feel like today's a great day. I'm having fun. I'm enjoying myself, hanging out with my dog, eating cool snacks, had a cupcake. What's not to like? I'm enjoying my day. Yet, my friend Tyler Yaremchuk on Oilers Nation every day at OilersNation.com, subscribe to our YouTube channel, by the way, had Jason Demers on as his guest. Of course, Jason Demers played his 700th game with the Edmonton Oilers. We all remember that. He had a cup of coffee there. It was fun to see him come up and get his 700th game. I liked seeing that the Oilers gave him that opportunity. It was one of those stories where you like to cheer for the guy. It was his first NHL game since the 2020-2021 season with the Arizona Coyotes. Only needed one more to get to 700. He got that with the Oilers in 2022-2023. It was a great time by all. Jason Demers got that big milestone. And anyway, Tyler had him on the show. So we're like, oh shit, former Oiler on the show. You love to see it. But do you remember that Jason Demers was almost an Oiler before that? Do you remember before Rogers Place even opened, the tour that both he and Milan Lucic took of our brand new arena, kind of as the pitch to get them to come to Edmonton? Well, Tyler asked Jason Demers about what happened there, and the result was pissing me off about something that happened all over again. I haven't thought about Peter Chiarelli in ages, and yet Jason Demers brings that guy right back into my orbit. Listen to this.
I really wanted to sign with Edmonton. I talked to Todd the day before, and he was like, hey, we really need a right-handed defenseman. So I was super excited, and we're sitting at dinner.
Everything sounds good so far, right? Oilers really needed a right-handed defenseman. They wanted a guy who could move the puck a little bit. Jason Demers had a conversation with the coach. Everything seemed like a good fit. The guy was excited to be here.
And I'm looking across the table, and Lucic keeps getting up and leaving the table and coming back. Chiarelli's getting up and leaving the table, and they're going to talk in the corner. And I'm like, what's going on? So I'm like kind of talking to my dad, and I'm like, I don't know what's going on here. They must be negotiating. And I can just...
What is that, by the way? First of all, you're at dinner with two of your free agents. You're giving both of them a tour of the arena, and you're assuming that both of them probably have interest in playing with your franchise. And yet, instead of even making it through the dinner, Peter Chiarelli keeps getting up with Milan Lucic and going having conversations in a corner, just the two of them, that are like a high school dance. This is so annoying to me. Could you imagine what Jason Demers must have felt like just sitting there, basically in the cuck chair, watching this happen? Unbelievable.
Here, Lucic at the table being like, the number just keeps going up and up and up, and they're going back and forth. I think it was like the third or fourth course, and the money was at like $5 or $6 million.
$5 or $6 million. It ended up at $6 million over 7 years for $42 million. That's what Milan Lucic signed for with the Oilers. Back to you, Jason.
I turn to my dad and I'm like, doesn't look like we're going to Edmonton. Chiarelli drove us to the airport or drove us back to the hotel and was pretty much like you kind of heard, sorry. So I just like walked into the hotel room with my dad and I was like, well, at least we got a free dinner.
That is so fucking annoying to me. I remember at the time, We wondered why the Jason Demers thing didn't work. We wondered why he didn't sign here. Why would you come to Edmonton, tour the arena? Why would you do the whole song and dance if you had no interest? As it turns out, Peter Chiarelli was so blinded by Milan Lucic, who ended up having one good season here, that he just completely neglected the rest of his duties. Absolutely stunning. I don't know that I've been this annoyed with Peter Chiarelli since he was the GM of the Edmonton Oilers, but just hearing this story from Demers just brought it all back. We should have Stanley Cups by now, and I can't even get my words out. No one will ever convince me that Peter Chiarelli being the man at the helm at that time isn't the reason we don't have it. It's garbage. He was a terrible GM. I don't know how he's still in hockey. And just hearing this story from Jason Demers about being out at dinner and watching him basically get bid out of Edmonton to a player who just, he played in Boston. So fucking annoying. For Trilogy Oilfield Rentals, that is the righteous sack beating.
You want to see a man, boy? I'll show you a man. Kick me in the jimmy.
Good afternoon. You're listening to Better Late Than Never. And Donkey Volley is a fucking dickhead.
Time for the voicemail. Brought to you by Snow Valley Aerial Park and Rainbow Valley Campgrounds. Time for the voicemail. Opening May 31st, family fun all season long. Attractions include the Aerial Tower, White Mud Creek Mining Company, Target Golf, and the all-new mini golf. Check it out. Creekside Eats will be open for snacks and refreshments. Watch for on-hill events all summer long if you're looking to do some camping. Open in May 15th, rainbow-valley.com. Book yourself a spot, Edmonton's only campground. We've got a whole bunch of voicemails to come in, and I'm going to start off just by really quickly complaining about my voicemail software. You guys know I've had issues with the dating, so I'm manually inputting dates now, so I'm trying to keep them all in order. It's a little extra work for me, but it's fine. I'm just hoping that these actually stay in order this time. Second, do you ever have an app where you've upgraded the app and it keeps trying to get you to upgrade the app even though you've already done that? So that happened with this voicemail software. When I first started this podcast, I was looking for a soundboard type software that was fully customizable, and that's what I found in this one. Is it great? No. Is it perfect? No. But for the most part, it gets the job done. Now, the problem I have with it is it wants to do those upgrade for all these extra features. I'm like, well, I've already upgraded. I did the smart thing when I first found it. I downloaded it. It worked for my purposes. So I just paid the $50, $60 at the time for the lifetime membership. So I was just like, I'm going to use this for BLTN for a long time, lifetime sub. Let's do this. It keeps trying to get me to upgrade even though I've already upgraded. And man, look at me making a smart deal. The price on the software on a monthly basis, it would only take me 3 months to pay or to end up charging more money to me than what I paid for the lifetime sub when I started this podcast 2 years ago. So congratulations to me. I've beat you, voicemail software. Fuck you. I've beaten you, at least for today. We'll see. Fun guy Chad is on the line. What do you got to say, fun guy Chad?
Ooh, live reaction. 2 episodes a week, that would be fucking sick. Wednesdays, you guys don't have ONR or real life.
Yep.
And I know that Wednesday is better late than never day. That's honestly, actually something that I wake up on Wednesday, it's like, fuck, today, then 2 more days of work. But I know that after work, I'm going to get to listen to Better Late Than Never. And you know, 2 out of 3 times I'm going to be able to hear whatever stupid shit I said from the previous week. But yeah, 2 episodes a week, that would be fucking awesome. I'm all over that. All over that. I would even chime in with some suggestions of maybe additional segments? Question mark?
Of course.
I got fun ideas. I'm a fun guy.
This is why you're fun, yeah. Guy Chad. That's why you're fun guy Chad in the voicemail. Yeah, always send me segments. Always send me segments. If you have ideas that end up sticking on the podcast, I will absolutely give you something for that, without a doubt. So if you got segments, pop them in the voicemail. Let's talk about them. Let's workshop them together. Ari, what do you got to say?
Boo me all you want. The cereal aisle is full of sugar. out a vendetta against Sugar.
I was just like, why are we booing Ari again? I don't remember. Oh, yeah, because all the cereal he likes is basically just, you know, Puff Wheat or whatever the boring old people cereal are. I know it's my birthday. I'm getting old and I should probably be eating those. But fuck that, man. Cinnamon Toast Crunch. I want all the sugar snacks. That's what I want. Donkey Volley, you're next up. What say you, sir?
Yes. Good afternoon. It was, obviously. It's, you know, that's what he does. I've got a new suggestion for a new feature.
Oh.
Better late than never.
I'm ready.
It's the Manzo. Don't worry, ladies, we love you too. But us men don't talk about things that often. Well, apart from some of us who go, oh, my girlfriend's left me, and, well, I only had a wank on her curtains. Dirty boy, stop doing that. Imagine if your mother found her. Yeah, imagine if the girlfriend's mother found him wanking on a curtain. Then that might create a down. Andrew, stop it. Anyway, good God. Do I leave this in? Yes, but no, not sure. Right, okay, fuck off. I'm going to listen to it back again, and then I'll decide. But I generally do have an idea for the men's zone on Better Late Than Never, where we all talk about what's crap about our bodies. Not in that way, you dirty pervert, Dukes. We know you're not packing. It's fine. Sissy. Yeah, but stuff. Right, this is going weird. I am generally going to stop this and listen to it back, and I'm going to send it for shits and giggles, which I'm not, but yes, I am. Oh, God, I am.
What? I don't even know. Like, that was 90 seconds of just... I feel like if you go into Donkey Volley's brain... You remember back in the day when TV stations used to shut off and it was just like the color code screen? I feel like that's what's happening with him. I feel like that's what's happening with him, you know? But, well, there's Donkey Volley for you. Chiming in for the first time. I do see a couple of voicemails from him, so we'll check back in with Donkey Volley. What say you, anonymous caller?
Very sorry about that. I just said press on waveform. Whoops. He said production isn't for everyone.
I don't know what he just said. Should I cut that one out? Because he's got a bunch of... So I'm guessing what I did was I did not go in order. He's got so many in here. Donkey Vault, we'll get to it. Ari?
You know who I think is old, Will of Thousands is? I think it's Ari. He's starting to sound like Ari. Yeah, give me a break. I'm Zold, Will of Thousands.
You could be Ari. I wouldn't take you out of the running. You are not free and clear of this, friend.
Hey, I think Kyle the Embalmer is Zold. Don't forget, I didn't forget how he accused me of being Zol, so I think he's Zol.
He could be. Kyle, are you Zol? He could be. He could be. Nate, what do you got to say? We are working through the Snow Valley Aerial Park Rainbow Valley Campground voicemail.
Hey, BM, just on my way home from the Oilers-Kings game. I live in Red Deer, so it's not that bad of a drive. Definitely not as bad as some people as we...
Yeah, I've been like, you guys that go back to way out of the city, though. I tip my cap to you. We've talked a lot about McMullet driving back to Strathmore after games. Going back to Red Deer is no joke, man. That's still 2 hours out of the city.
You've heard who drive really far to go to every game. I don't go to every game. I try to go as much as I can. I think this was probably like my ninth or whatever this year, something like that. I don't really keep track. But, yeah, I think it was an all-around good game from the boys. I think they played a full 60, which, you know, we don't see that very often. They don't like to play full 60s usually, and we know how much that pisses us Oilers fans off.
Of course.
Yeah, it was great. Shout-out to Jack Michaels. Great guy. Took a photo with him after the game.
Jack is great. I took a photo with him at Mullet Arena in Arizona when we were down there. We've met. I always feel bad for Jack. Or you just anybody in that kind of world, right? Jack and I have met a handful of times now at this point. We've done real life. He's been on real life a handful of times, or one or two anyway. Anyway, I've met him a couple of times. So when I went for a photo with him in Arizona, and he was very, very gracious, you could tell he was looking at me kind of like, I know you, but I don't know why. Anyway, let's take the picture. Yeah, I love it.
I was with my friend, and me and her just asked for a photo, and he was like, yeah, sure. So, A-plus human by Jack Michaels. And, yeah, awesome atmosphere at Rogers Place, even on a Thursday night. So, let's go Oilers, baby.
Let's go Oilers. Always let's go Oilers. We're going to go back to Donkey Volley. We're going to get to this next mess that he left. We'll see. How messy out of 12 will this be? 1 to 12. We'll see. Whoops. There we go.
I would just delete that because I was testing the airwaves, obviously. Anyway, new suggestion. Manziel. We love you. Yeah. We love all of your females, but we don't talk about everything. Anyway, get stuffed. And let's go Oilers. Because when we were crap, which has been quite a few years, always kept the faith, always kept the faith. And now everything's fantastic-ish, kind of. I'm thinking, let's not get too excited.
It is one of those things where it's like, maybe if the good things just keep happening, something bad is going to happen. That's kind of what Donkey Volley is saying. And as an Oilers fan my entire life, I get that. We've had a lot of darkness around here, a whole decade of it, in fact. But Donkey Volley, I think the good times are here. Let's enjoy them while we can. You never know what tomorrow will bring. And I want to enjoy the good times now.
Let's be boring. I want to open a library and just go, let's just sit down. Yes. Good afternoon. Anyway, Manziel. Sponsored by, I don't know, cockpills.com. Have you got...
I cut off the last part of that. Cockpills.com. Of course, that plug was going to be a free one for cockpills.com.
Can we see if they have a promo code or something? Seems having some issues that I'd like to investigate with cockpills.com.
What kind of issues? It sounds like dirty ones, and you naughty bit Satan's having a hard time, or a not so hard time, if you know what I'm saying! Woohoo!
Ban Tyler from real life. He has a lot of bad takes, but I think...
Ban Tyler from real life. That's where we're going. This is from Not My Liam. Not My Liam.
Yeah, this How I Met Your Mother take takes the cake. You know, I've watched that entire series 12 times and loved it every time. I just can't take that level of slander from Tyler.
Hmm.
Ban him. That's what I say.
Tyler has been banned. He will no longer be on real life going forward. From Not My Liam. Liam has banned Tyler. So if you hear him, Liam, you didn't do your job executing that that order that you just put out. Got it? McMullet, you are up, sir.
Hey, BM.
What's going on?
Just driving home from the Edmonton LA game.
Of course you are. Fucking champion. My guy was on CBC talking about his love of going to the Oilers games. Just, I'm glad to see people are getting McMullet out there because the story is incredible.
What a statement game that was by our Edmonton Oilers. Evander Kane started it out, came out hitting. The boys played well. They were supporting each other out there. I think everybody had a great game. Skinner stood on his head tonight. Amazing game. But hold up. Let's give credit where credit is due.
Please.
I want to send a big thank you out to yourself.
Oh. Thank you. What did I do?
Sharing the story you did about McMullet. It blew up. I don't even know how many views it's at. It's huge. But a couple days after that, CBC Radio reached out to me, and I went and did a 7 to 10 minute interview live on air with them today.
Awesome.
What a joy that was. It was pretty amazing to be in a radio studio like that, giving a live interview, and I can't wait till I can share it. As soon as I get the link, I'll put it out, and I'll tag you in it. Thanks again, VM. Thank you so much, sir. You are you're an amazing dude, buddy.
You're the amazing dude, man. I'm glad that just talking about your story on this podcast in the voicemail kind of people got to see it, and people got to hear it, and CBC understandably thought that it was worth giving you an interview because it's incredible, right? Like, we went through the numbers, over 100 wins or over 100 games that you've gone to at Rogers Place, over 70,000 kilometers on the whip, you know, the late nights driving home. All of it is incredible, dude. So I did nothing but amplify what was already a fantastic story. That's all you, buddy. That is all you.
All right. So I was going to keep this on the DL. Like, cause I don't know what's going to happen. But fuck it. Yeah. Whatever.
Whatever.
So, you know, as some of you might know, I actually got to spend 2 weeks in Edmonton a little while back.
Wonderful.
And I loved it so much that when I got home, I contacted an agency, which I know is expensive, and you know, people are like, oh, don't do that, it's a waste of money.
He was on the casting couch. You know what I'm talking about. He contacted an agency. He walked into a room and there was that black leather couch and he goes, wait a minute, I think I've seen this before.
Fuck off, whatever, I'm lazy, get them to do the work. I contacted an agency and gave them a lot of money, and basically, based on my age and my degree and my education, blah, 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 I could apply for permanent residency in Canada. So I fucking went ahead and did that.
Hell yeah, brother.
So
hang on. You need buttons. There you go.
Man, if you're not a fan of my shit, I apologize, because, like, not only am I just going to be some cunt in the voicemail sometimes going forward, but, you know, in 6 to 12 months, I'm going to be someone who lives in your fucking city. So play La Bamba, babe. Do that little, do that, if you can, do that sound effect, that, like, do that right now.
All right.
Yeah. Anyway, can't wait to live in Edmonton. Play La Bamba. Let's fucking go, Oilers. Love you all.
And a little rim shot for you. Hey, you don't like the voicemails, I'm going to be living in your city. I love you, Dukes. Dukes, not Dukes. Loved Edmonton so much he wants to move here. Man, that was a big change too, moving across the country. Or across the world, I should say, not across the country. Love Dukes. Keep us abreast of your journey to Canada with permanent residency. I'm just curious how the process goes for you. I know you went through, like you said, you went through an agency. Just keep us up to date. Keep us up to date. It takes some time to get all this done and all the paperwork sorted and the cards in and blah, blah, blah. But I want to know about it. I want to know about it.
You're listening to Better Late Than Never. Cunt.
Jesus. What the fuck, man?
What is with these people from overseas dropping the hard C-bomb? It hurts Satan's ears. And listen, I've eaten people raw. I've gone full cannibal and dove into their sweet, delicious innards while they're still screaming, and even I am offended by that word.
Bag milk.
Yes.
It's L-C-Y-E-G.
Hello.
The hoodie that I won from you a couple weeks back was delivered today.
Awesome.
And I love it. It's very comfortable. I went with the white, big white hoodie girl myself.
So I also went with the white. And I'm hoping the rest of this voicemail, you can teach me how to keep a white hoodie clean, because I can't do anything in my life without feeling like I'm going to spill shit on myself. I have a hard time drinking coffee. I cannot wear that thing when I'm eating. It's just like one of those. I'm a disaster, Lisa. I'm a disaster. Help me.
But I think the timing today is perfect to receive my Better Late Than Never hoodie, because at the age of 38, I have been accepted into a local Edmonton university for their education after degree program.
Fuck yeah. I love this. We have got some people making moves in their lives, and we're going to give you this one too.
Let's go, baby.
So I'm going to go back to school and I'm going to be a teacher in a couple years.
Good for you.
Which is, at my age, better late than never. The irony of the situation and your podcast name is not lost on me here. So anyways, I just wanted to send out a message to the world and to the BLTN community that I did something fucking awesome today.
Yes,
and I'm proud of myself, and I still have a lot of work to do, but like, I'm stoked. So I will wear this very comfortable sweater on campus when I start my classes in the fall. And yeah, I'm just excited. Have a good one, BM. Cheers.
I'm excited for you. That's awesome news. Congratulations. And also, huge, huge kudos to you for just having the stones to go out and make a change like that. I know a lot of people, sometimes they kind of get stuck in a rut. Like you and I, or you said you're 38, I turned 39 today. So we're the same age. And I know how hard it could be to like pivot when you're already settled in something. So good for you. Super pumped for you.
More importantly, BM, let's say chime in here. I see why EG going to be a teacher is very, very exciting for Satan, because I don't know if you've ever heard the song The Hot for Teacher by Van Halen, but Satan's really excited to sing that to LCYEG once she's completed the program, if you know what I'm saying.
Bag Milk, wanted to get something off my chest.
Yes, what?
That there's been a kind of a misunderstanding around Nation HQ and this supposed beef between Liam and I.
Hang on. Before you continue on, Waz, with the explanation, real quick recap for those of you who don't know, Waz keeps posting a video of Liam on the Oilers Nation socials from Greta, where Liam was playing the football game and he did not hit a single thing. He went 0-for. And Waz has posted this video multiple times as part of a meme, just as kind of like he's kept it going. And now it's turned into, does Liam know how to throw? Does Waz know how to throw? This Saturday at Greta, April 6th, tickets available at nationgear.ca. We're going to get them to go head-to-head on that football game, I'm thinking. Waz, back to you.
Now, let me say one thing. During that first watch party where I recorded him throwing football and he missed a bunch, my intention was not to humiliate him on social media. My intention was to find a video of someone looking angry or showing some aggravation because the Oilers were sucking. They were getting dominated. So I was just a little post to say, this is how we feel after getting dominated by the Flames or whatever, right? There was no intention to make a mockery out of Liam's football skills. Okay, that's it. I was just trying to look for something angry. Now, there's this whole thing going on, apparently.
Listen, you can say that was your intention, Waz, but we're turning it into something else, and now it's a challenge, and I frankly think this is turning out better than what you ever intended. Your content has turned into additional content, which will now turn into even more content. Think about that, Waz. Think about what you've done and the journey you've set us down. I say you did a great job. Next voicemail, anonymous, who be you?
Just want to add one thing here.
Oh, last week, hang on. Waz is back there. So if I got to go three Wazes in a row, then I might as well go to this one.
And I'm going to make it clear one more time. There was no intent to humiliate Liam on social media. It's not my fault that he sucks at football, that he sucks at throwing the football. Okay, I didn't cut anything out. That's a conspiracy right there. All right. Is he better than me? Most likely. I'm not great at throwing the football. At least I can admit that, you know? So we'll see what happens at the watch party. But Liam, buddy, there was no intent to humiliate you. It's just what the people picked up on. I'm sorry that you throw the ball very aggressively. Maybe you got to calm down. Maybe you'll hit your shots a bit more.
Well, I don't know that you're making it any better there. Somebody clip that and send it to Liam, would you? Normally, Waz clips this podcast and posts it, but we need somebody to send this off to Liam. I don't know. There should probably be stakes in this head-to-head of some kind. I just haven't gotten my head around it yet. So maybe we'll work on that tomorrow in real life, or even Friday on Oilers Nation Radio. Let me know if you think there should be stakes for the Waz versus Liam football game challenge. Back to you, Waz, with the third part of the story.
Just want to add one thing here. Last week, somebody left a voicemail listing off every Nation employee... every single one who may be going to Tyler's wedding. And I wasn't even mentioned.
Yep. Yep.
No, I anticipate I'll be invited. But I found that strange. I work here too, you know. Well, what is that?
The show behind the show sometimes is way more entertaining, if I'm being honest. And that's why I love these kind of shenanigans. Like, I feel like part of my job at Nation HQ is to keep these kind of behind the scene beefs, bring them out to the forefront to make sure that you're also enjoying them, because they just make me laugh, if I'm being honest. I love every part of it. Just like I love this next anonymous caller.
afternoon. Aww. This is a new feature, Cooking with Donkey.
No, Cooking with Donkey. Okay. Mm.
Yes.
What are you making?
Right. Get yourselves a bit of sausage.
All right. A little sausage.
A bit more sausage.
Mmm.
Double sausage, etc. A bit of cheese in there. A bit of a wrap. Yes. Whack that bit, lot of cheese in the air fryer for 2 minutes or even 3 minutes. And you heard a beep because Samuel is texting me. He's so jealous of my tips. Yes.
Yep. There's Dukes and Donkey Volley, a little window into their relationship. So they may have beef, you know, publicly in the voicemail, but they're texting each other all the time. I've told you about the group chat on Instagram. It is vibrant, to say the least.
Well, what a load of old crap. Yeah. Weird weekend.
Was.
15 years ago, I had a girlfriend. Yes, believe it or not.
Braggart.
One of the best friends has just phoned me to say she died.
Oh, yeah, my God.
Great.
Is this a bit? Because I don't know if I should make jokes or to apologize to you. I'm sorry, Donkey Volley, that you got that news. That's awful.
Bloody hell. Life's short, isn't it? Yeah.
Life is short, and this clearly isn't a bit, so I'm sorry that happened to you. It's weird news to get. Awful news to get. I hope you're right.
I spoke to her last Saturday on the phone. She was made up because she's just got engaged. She was really happy, and I was like, go on, Stacey, love you to bits. Go for it. Do it. Do it. Am I doing the right thing? Yes, you are. Crack on. And then phone call out blue. She's gone. It's crackers. It's absolutely crackers. So, looking back on it, serious, sorry, I know, look, I should talk about beef or something. Bollocks. Those people who are close to you, tell them you love them. Even like people from years ago, tell them you love them. Anyway, that's me being positive. Yeah, sorry for this.
Normally we have a lot of fun with Donkey Volley, so when I hear his voice, it's normally shenanigans is going to make me laugh, but that's one of those ones where life happens, and I'm sorry that happened to you, my friend. That is tough, and you can tell just kind of by the way you put that voicemail together that's weighing on you, and I hope you find some relief, and I'm thinking about you, buddy.
So yeah, as I was about to say, sorry for the unloading, but you know what? Don't know who else to tell.
Don't apologize. This podcast, as much as it's about fun, shenanigans, and making jokes and just trying to crack each other up, it's also about life. And you're going through it right now. So reach out if you need something. Hope you're okay. And take care of yourself too, Donkey, okay?
I can speak into the phone to people who don't know me and probably don't give two fucks who
untrue.
I am or whatever.
Untrue.
But yeah, just wanted to speak into a void about failings and stuff. Yeah, life's rubbish, isn't it?
It's hard.
Yeah.
Life is hard.
Never change.
It's one of those ones where... like I said, I turned 39 today. You kind of have one of those looks at life, and sometimes it's too short, and sometimes just unquestionable sadness comes about. That's the ups and downs. That's being, that's part of the human experience. And I'm really sorry, Donkey, that you're going through the tough side of the human experience right now. But also, don't ever apologize for leaving voicemails about this. The community around this podcast is here uplifting each other in all kinds of ways. And you're up next, my friend. So I hope you're okay. That's number one. I agree with the advice. Tell your loved ones that you care about them. You never know, and you may not have a chance. McMullet, you're up next.
Hey, BM.
Hey, buddy.
Well, that was a tough game against St. Louis.
Not ideal, my friends. Not ideal.
Don't even know what to think about it. We got a point.
I think that's the only thing to think about it. We got a point. It was one of the weirder games you'll ever watch in your life. You know, you and I don't know how old a guy you are, but like we've been Oilers fans a long time is the point. And every now and then you get one on the schedule or like you watch it and you go, fuck, I don't even know what I just watched. And as I was doing After Dark, after the St. Louis game, all I could think about is, I don't know what I watched. And you just kind of, you flush it, you take the points, and you move on with your life. I guess that's the only thing you can do.
We should have had two. We kind of got screwed over a little bit by the refs.
Amen.
That is what it is. Maybe St. Louis can take those 2 points and jump LA, make it an interesting playoff race. I don't know. Almost kind of the same way I felt about the new Roadhouse movie. It kept me entertained. I watched the whole thing. It wasn't the greatest. A little bit of disservice to the original.
Yep.
But I kept sitting and watching. So, hey, what can you say? I was entertained for a couple hours.
That is the only way to describe Roadhouse. It's like I watched it and I made it through it. It kept my attention for 2 hours. Was it good? No. But I watched it. That is a fucking review right there. That's how I feel about Roadhouse. And that's also how I felt about the game against St. Louis. We made it through it. We watched it. We got the point. And I just hope the boys didn't even get undressed after the game was over. They just went straight to the plane with their skates still on and got out of town. It's really all you can hope for, right? Of course.
You know what I haven't noticed in a long time?
Yes, Ari.
People being grateful for this podcast. Ooh. All these ungrateful voicemailers, you know, you let them come in and let them spit out their bullshit and or whatever else, you know? So on behalf of them, I say, thanks, Bag Milk. Happy podcast day. I'm going to go to class now. See ya.
Thanks, Ari. You're appreciated as well, my friend. I appreciate your contributions to the podcast. It doesn't happen without all of you. No need to thank me. I'm but a vessel.
Hi, BM. So, hello. Apparently, I don't know what's going on with my recording stuff, but I damn near have to whisper so that it doesn't come through.
Yeah, that last week you sound like you were screaming in my ear.
Distorted, which is odd. But, Soul, you little bitch. I am going to hurt myself a little bit. I have played Destiny. I do play Destiny.
You did get accused of being Zol the Will of Thousands today by Ari, Kyle. Admitting you do play the game by which Zol the Will of Thousands is incorporated will not help your case going forward.
I have like 1,800 hours in the last 9 years playing it. I know who Zol is.
1,800 hours? Let's do some math on that. 1,800 hours divided by 24, because there's 24 hours in a day, right? That is 75 full days. 75 full days of your life that you've been playing that game that I didn't even know existed before Zol the Will of Thousands started leaving voicemails. Back to you, Kyle.
And Zol's a little bitch. Not even close to being a proper boss in the game. But anyways, let's get back.
Is there anything nerdier than video game beef? I love it. I love it. I wish I knew who are the ultimate bad guys in video games. I would like to know. I'm just so out of date. I think Bowser is number one. Is Bowser still number one? Probably not.
Ask that now. Last week I left some voicemails. They're really distorted. So one of the things I think I did was talk about the game against Winnipeg. Go ahead. Last, I think I rated the real life hosts. So quickly, I'll just do a quick breakdown of that one.
Please.
Number 5 was okay. Nation Dan. Mm. Number 4 was Liam. Mm. Number 3 is your M Chuck. Mm. 2 Rick. Mm. And of course, number 1 in our hearts and on the Real Life podcast, Bagged Milk.
You suck up.
that's that. So, bye.
Of course, that is Oilers Nation Radio, not real life. I will take rankings on real life, too. I imagine I'm probably the least favorite host on real life. I don't really... I'm more of a co-host. I just add color and flavor when it's needed. I'm not really a host on that one. I just get to sit and laugh for an hour. That's why it's, you know, two of my favorite hours of the week. Next up, another anonymous caller. What say you?
Oh, yeah, I forgot to mention, I'm wearing the BLTN hoodie today.
Fuck yeah, Ari.
It's just that perfect temperature to wear a hoodie, but not wear like a winter jacket, you know?
Totally.
So I'm going to be wearing that to class.
I love spring. I love when the weather turns. You heard me complain about the weather for weeks on this podcast. It's finally starting to turn our way. I'm super excited about it. Three more voicemails in the Snow Valley Aerial Park and Rainbow Valley Campground voicemail. What say you, anonymous caller?
Was. I'm sorry, man. But after listening to you talk about traffic and all the people that annoy you, I feel like you might be the problem. I'm sorry. I didn't want to have to be the one to tell you.
I was trying to tell Waz last week. Like I had a bunch of follow-up questions where Waz was complaining about traffic on the Hen Day. A lot of them were kind of making sense if you think about it in another way. Like if Waz is slow in the left lane, it makes sense that people would be annoyed and on his ass, right? I can't be the only one that thought it when he was saying it. Clearly, Kyle's with me. Waz, I'm going to need some explanation from you, some clarification on your traffic beefs, because there's a growing sentiment that you may be the problem. Waz, we will wait for your rebuttal.
Hey, BM. Diamond Doug here.
That voice, man.
Hey, BM.
Hang on, I got to do... If I want to do that voice service, I almost have to go into the Satan voice filter.
Hey, BM. Every time I like to check into this podcast, I really deepen my voice by a couple of octaves. I want to sound as sexy, as manly as possible. I just imagine a dude with chest hair spilling out over the top of his shirt. All he eats is steak and he fights bears for fun. That is the kind of man that leaves a voicemail like that with a voice like this. That guy's got balls the size of bowling balls. Not juicy little raisins like bag milk. Just teeny tiny little nuts. Not this guy. No way.
It's about 2 in the afternoon, Edmonton time.
Of course, lest anybody believe this is actually Diamond Doug from Diamond & Diamond Law Firm. It is not. This is parody, Diamond & Diamond. This is parody.
Just getting out of bed. Had a long night of trying to find local MILFs in my community. But I came up empty-handed.
Ah.
So,
who among us?
All I got going for me is... I know there's winning Big D tonight, and let's all send thoughts and prayers for my Big D to win tonight, because, you know, I have a huge penis, and I'm super secure and confident and good-looking, and I have a great relationship with my father and my estranged children, and everything's going great for me. Anyway, just shout out to my men's rights groups. No one showed up, but...
Listen, Satan's got some frozen hot dogs thawing in the sink. When I get home from work, I'm gonna boil those babies up and I'm gonna put them in a slice of bread with a little mayo. That's what I got. Unfortunately, my wife left me and she took the kids, and Satan can't cook very well, so... Hot dogs thawing out in the sink, and I've been eating that for the last 48 consecutive days.
Let's hope that week 2 people will find me. So I'll be at the LRT station, Corona, just chilling. You know, I'll be there in the shadows.
At the Corona LRT station, no less. Wrapping up the voicemail for my friends at Snow Valley Aerial Park and the Rainbow Valley Campground, it is time for Phil Collins to wrap it up. I assume this is the real Phil Collins, yes? I can't play that. I can't play real music because I get flagged on YouTube and on... I just get flagged for that kind of stuff. Come on, people, help me out. Shout out to Fake Phil Collins for chiming in. Was that Phil Collins or was that Genesis? I don't even know the song, actually. All I know is that I heard real music and I can't play it. So that is how we're going to wrap up the voicemail. Of course, the voicemail brought to you by Snow Valley Aerial Park and Rainbow Valley Campground. Opening on May 31st, that is the Snow Valley Aerial Park. Opening on May 15th, that is the campground. Go book a spot, rainbow-valley.com. Online booking opening soon. Get yourself one of the 60 sites and 3 comfort camping domes right here in the city. Or if you want to go to the aerial park, I recommend it very, very highly. I did it a handful of years ago. It is so much fun. It's a little scary, though, but it's fun. And that, my friends, is how we're going to wrap up the birthday edition of Better Late Than Never. Thank you for slogging it out with me. I appreciate you very, very much. Please keep leaving voicemails. If you got segment ideas, again, I will incentivize it if we use those on the show. Thinking about potentially going to 2 episodes a week, maybe. Curious to know if you have an appetite for that or if you're tired of me. Again, you get 2 real lives with me on it, you get 2 O&Rs with me on it, and then you get this one. So is that too much me? Or is this podcast unique enough where there would be an appetite for more? Let me know. Hit me up on socials. Hit me up in the voicemail. And until next Wednesday or something super fun happens, Tyler, when won't you kiss me?
Why won't you kiss me? Why won't you kiss me on the mouth? Tie-tie, don't be so cold. Put your head in mine, let's have a nice time with the meeting of our mouth holes.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. And if you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. It streamlines your processes to make your business more efficient, which makes you less busy. Mail checks, invoices, legal documents, and everything you need to keep your business running with Stamps.com. Seamlessly connect with every major marketplace and shopping cart. Schedule package pickups and see your cheapest and fastest shipping options from different carriers. With rates up to 89% off USPS and UPS rates. And with the Stamps.com mobile app, you can take care of mailing and shipping wherever you are. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Sign up with code PROGRAM for a 4-week trial, plus free postage and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. That's stamps.com. Code program.
Confidence starts with loving who you are. And when your skin feels nourished and glows on the outside, you naturally radiate confidence from the inside. Give your skin a glow-up with Osea's clinically proven Mega Moisture Duo. This ultra-hydrating body care features 2 of Osea's best sellers, Undaria Algae Body Oil and Undaria Collagen Body Lotion. These seaweed-powered heroes use skincare-level ingredients normally reserved for your face for results you can see and confidence you can feel. Osea has been making clean, clinically proven seaweed-infused face and body care products for over 28 years. This luxurious skincare is vegan, cruelty-free, and climate-neutral certified, so you never have to choose between your values and your best skin. Glow from the inside out. Get 10% off your first order with code GLOW at OseaMalibu.com. That's OseaMalibu.com, code GLOW.